From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the university to talk on the air about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Ashwin Sippy. Hi, Ashwin. Welcome.
Hi, Bridget.
What do you do at the U?
I'm currently a junior at the university. I'm studying molecular and cellular biology with a minor in biochem. And so I work at the Bulger lab here at the university, and our lab studies a protein called DED1 in baker's yeast. DED1 plays an essential role in gene expression, which is where the genetic information in our DNA produces proteins that kind of go on to perform most cellular functions. So the DED1 version in humans is called DDX3, and mutations in DDX3 have been linked to cancer and other viruses. And the goal of the lab right now is to understand more about DED1's role in expression using the powerful tool of yeast genetics. Since yeast and human mechanisms of expression are similar, we can kind of translate what we learned in yeast to human biology. And so my project right now is focused on looking at DED1 interactions with itself and other proteins by tagging it with these fluorescent protein markers and visualizing these proteins in live yeast cells using microscopy. DED1 is part of this like large family of RNA helicases. So they're involved in this expression mechanism. And these dead box enzymes sort of all play roles in this expression. And we're just trying to understand more about these proteins so we can kind of translate what we learn to yeast or to humans from yeast.
So it's like you're researching their characters.
Yeah, exactly. So we're researching like specific proteins in yeast to see how they work in humans. Because if something goes wrong with them in humans, it leads to diseases. So if we use yeast genetics, we can kind of understand what's happening with these proteins to then understand what's happening in humans.
The book of knowledge has many pages that are unwritten.
Sort of. I feel like that's I guess one of the great things about science is that you have multiple people sort of working on different levels of like the same thing. What we learn about DED1 in yeast cells, maybe some other scientists or some other labs can take our findings and apply that to human biology, working on treatments for diseases and whatnot.
What kinds of things are you finding in your research?
I found using like with live cell data that DED1 sort of clumps together with itself. We're also trying to see if it interacts with this other protein called EIF4G. And then those interactions are kind of essential for this expression process that we're figuring out. Or my project specifically is looking at DED1 interacting, like physically interacting with itself and other proteins in live cells.
Sounds like you're doing really good work, Ashwin.
Thank you.
So what are you going to do after you graduate?
I'm currently a junior right now. After graduation next year, I'm thinking about taking a year off and then applying to medical school.
What are you going to do during your year off?
I haven't decided yet. I know like with the pandemic that's happening, I'm not really sure like what opportunities are going to be available and whatnot. But I think I'd just like to maybe work in a lab for a year while applying to medical school, or maybe just work in a hospital or do some volunteering, maybe travel a little bit. I feel like I haven't really had my chance to see the world in college.
Yeah, it's nice to have a year of freedom. Celebrate. Do you ever listen to music?
Yeah, I like to listen to music when I'm in the car a lot, and I kind of sing along. I listen to a lot of like rap and hip hop music. So some of my favorite artists are Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole. I like some smaller rappers like Hobson. And I obviously listen to like some old rap and hip hop with Eminem and Dr. Dre.
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today, Ashwin.
Thank you so much, Bridget, for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.